Welcome. We now join Fred Kuhn and his guest.
Welcome, everybody. Our guest today is Thomas Keenan, and he's the Chief Executive Officer of Top Class Installations, a small business that does a very interesting product. He is on a mission to install 1 million GPS tracking devices and dash cameras by 2025. What a goal. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hi, Fred. Grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad this is an interesting topic. For the audience, Tom and I were talking about his own business as a small business owner, some of the things that he is learning, introducing, and innovating within the GPS tracking industry. But it also leads to the discussion of workforce. And workforce changes are occurring daily and generationally. So, Thomas, have you noticed a difference in younger employees and how they interact with your customers versus your older employees?
Oh, absolutely. Our employees are remotely based, and the technicians of our employees, since we actually go to the customer's location to perform the service installations of the tracking devices and dash cameras, our customers interact directly with our field technicians upon arrival. And we find that the older technicians rather arrive on site, and instead of making a phone call or sending a text message, they want to go inside the facility, meet and greet the point of contact, shake hands, look them in the eye, and say, "Hey, sir, ma'am, this is the scope of work we have for you today. This is what I have on the list. This is the product you received. Everything lines up. I'm going to go outside and take care of your vehicles for you now." Whereas the younger generation would prefer to arrive on site and either make a phone call or send a text message to that point of contact and never see them in person. They'd rather say, "All right, vehicles are over there in the corner. I have the keys. I have the product." And they'll just go about their day and get their work done. Now, the end result of the work being performed is the same. However, the customer experience is vastly different.
It would seem to me, Thomas, that that would not lead to very much repeat business, because repeat business is based on quality of work done, but also relationships, isn't it? Or is that changing?
I think it's changing. It also depends on the age of that point of contact. So we find if it's an older person, middle-aged older person, they're going to want that personal interaction with our technician. Whereas a younger generation point of contact at a job site or location almost doesn't want to be bothered. They want us to come in. They want us to be as little disruption to their existing business or their daily business operations as possible. And they rather us not bother them at all. They don't want to hear from us unless there is a problem. They want to hear from us that, yes, everything's done. Have a nice day.
Well, here's a question for you. Let's look at the other side of that coin. Everything that you do, at least in installation work that I'm familiar with, is measured in minutes and seconds. How many minutes does it take to install a unit or a fleet that your service person has gone there to install? So the glad handing and the "hi, how are you, and I'm here," and the kibitzing and all that cuts into the efficiency time of installation, and that translates into profit or loss, correct or not?
Yes, it definitely cuts into the time required to be on site. I'm kind of torn on it, to be honest with you. I consider myself a little bit of a hybrid, because I can go both ways on this. I just missed the millennial curve in the age bracket there. I understand both sides of that coin. I understand the importance of the customer interaction and, you know, building the rapport. And as you stated before, customers only buy from us when they know, like, and trust us. However, being a numbers guy, if you want to look at the P&L at the end of the day or the week, yes, that technician who is not interacting that extra 15, 20 minutes or half hour with that customer is going to be more efficient.
A half an installation. I mean, if a 30-minute installation time is the objective, 15 minutes is another 50% of another installation, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that makes a big difference in the cost to install for a small business.
Sure does.
That's an interesting issue and quite a conundrum for a business owner like you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, I know you said you were conflicted. Where do you think this is going? Where is it headed? in your industry, and you talk to other small businesses. Where's it headed in their industry?
Sure. I think that the one-on-one interactions with the end user or the customer are going to go away. I think we're going to be communicating more with a smart device, whether it's a text message, it's a direct message over social media, an email, more so than the phone call. I'll give you an example. You've probably experienced this yourself at this point in time, and I'm sure several of the listeners have who are involved in any form of sales. To date, I mean, I can't even count the number of sales that we've closed as an organization, either via email, over text message, or a direct message on Facebook, LinkedIn, and you've never once picked up the phone and spoken to the contact or the buyer. So I think it's becoming much more normal and acceptable in today's society to do business like that.
I might say to the audience that you are into the product side as opposed to the service side. They're buying a product so they can quantify the product on the web, do their research, all of that, make a buying decision, and then you become the end object of their decision to install.
Correct.
If they were buying a service, it would be a different dynamic.
Somewhat. We're still even seeing it on service. Since we do perform a lot of service in our industry, we do some of our work directly for the manufacturers who are actually selling the product. And we've even closed sales with them without physically picking up the phone, without getting on a conference call, without getting on a webinar of any sort. It's just an email. They'll send over a work order via email and say, hey, could you handle this for us? If so, how much? We quote them and they approve it. And 3 or 4 days later, we have a technician on site completing the work.
It's really an interesting switch in and shift. Are you seeing this? I know you talk to a number of other business owners around where you are. Are they telling you the same thing?
Yeah. I think the channels of communication have never been greater than they currently are. There's so many ways for us as humans to interact and communicate courtesy of technology that it's easier to communicate over some of these newer channels than it is to pick up a telephone. We're even seeing it internally in my own business. You know, we use an internal tool called Slack, which I'm sure a lot of the users here are familiar with. And again, going back to some of the younger guys on my team, it's easier for them to ask a question to the whole team. So let's say it's a technical question and the installation technician is running into an issue. I need a question answered. I need to answer quickly. I'm on site. I'm under the gun. I'm under pressure. He'll pick up his phone and he'll take a photograph of the issue he's seeing on site. Type a couple of words. Hey, this is the year, make, model of the vehicle. This is the issue I have in front of me. How do I fix it? And we're getting almost instantaneous responses from fellow teammates helping that person because of technology.
Well, that absolutely improves your service and your time for delivery too.
Sure. You know, also a lot of times if you go to make a phone call to a specific individual, they might be busy. They might be on an existing call. They might be in a meeting with somebody. You can't get to them instantaneously. And I'm not a huge proponent of multitasking, and I don't even think one can multitask. But if you're on a conference call, sitting behind a computer, and you get pinged on Slack and a message comes over and a guy's asking a question, there's really nothing stopping you from taking your attention off of that conference call for 15 seconds and replying to that person and helping them out instantaneously.
Very, very interesting. Folks, we have been speaking with Thomas Keenan, who is CEO at Top Class Installations. I will also mention Tom's book, and it's centered around Stop Business Self-Sabotage by Getting Clear on Your Own Core Values Now. You can check that out on the web. And Thomas, I appreciate you joining me today and sharing from a small business owner's perspective some generational differences and some technology differences as we move forward in delivering service and products.
Fred, thank you. I truly enjoyed the time today. And hopefully some of the listeners here were able to pick up some information and improve their businesses as well.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.